This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the Dog and Pony Show yesterday, how's that working out for you today? I believe it was Thursday or Friday of just last week. Friends, I told you that this was a handoff. I told you exactly what was going to happen. About 6 weeks ago, I warned of all of those that were likening Donald Trump as their new candidate, namely the evangelicals, who are all eating crow now. Is this true? Yes. Though this is all a game being played out by the establishment, which is attacking you day in and day out, friends, you do need to understand this is the establishment attacking you. Though people are frustrated with what's going on concerning the two presidential candidates, I just want to go back and say, I told you so. And I say that with my whole heart, friends, because, friends, I don't know how many times the American people need to be warned. And then when it happens, they turn back, they eat crow, and then what they do, instead of actually repenting towards God for their sin or justifying their sin, their attempt, might I add, what they do is they turn around and they try to justify it and say, oh, you know, these things just happen, you know. And it's also interesting to note that, friends, last week I warned you of the likes of Snowden, Assange, Julian, and I told you, friends, that when you're listening to what these guys have to say, it's interesting how when they throw stuff out there on Hillary Clinton, isn't it interesting how it comes out, and then before you know it, the state-controlled narrative and the controlled media globally, they get behind Mr. Julian Assange and also Edward Snowden. And it's interesting how that works, because I noticed that whatever I try to tell the people, there's a blackout, and for some reason the only people that attack me are those that are trying to polarize me or to make me out to be something that I'm not. But when it comes to those that want to go ahead and tell on the presidential candidates, for some reason or another, there's a green light for these exposers of corruption in governments. America, when are you going to wake up? I really have to ask you the question. What you're seeing on a daily basis, I just got another email yesterday. An individual said that he watched my documentary series, and he said it's interesting to note that you did those videos 8 years ago, and it's exactly what we're dealing with today. When, America, are you going to understand that we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that the Spirit of God still speaketh through the prophetic? When are you going to wake up to the fact that, friends, how many times do I need to get on the radio show and say, I told you so? How many times do I have to get on the radio and say, I don't like doing it. I really don't like doing it. But it'll be to the point where, you know what? Okay, that's fine. I said it, Lord, that's all I can do. I can only do those things that which I hear you say, and I only can do those things that which I see you do. And now it's rolling out again, friends. And prevention is better than cure, and that is the message that the American people don't want to hear. Friends, also, I want to have you take note concerning the likes of the dirt that just came out on Donald Trump. Notice it came out right after Mr. Edward Snowden came out and gave you all this information. Isn't it interesting, these that exposed to the NSA and WikiLeaks, so on and so forth, isn't it interesting, friends, they're not giving you the whole download. They're playing it out with the state-controlled narrative as they are playing games with you, the pawns on the board. When are you going to figure out that you're playing to the dupes of ill-designing men, friends? I mean, really? And again, I just don't honestly understand what's going on here. Let's go back to yesterday just for a moment, if I might add, because I want to tell you one thing that bothered me more about the Dog and Pony Show than anything else. At the very end of the debates, the controlled debates, and controlled they are, at the very end of the controlled debates, the moderator asked the question as to, is there anything that you can say positive about the other candidate? Friends, I want you to understand, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? We have a presidential candidate who is illegitimate at every step. America knows that she is corrupt from the top to the bottom, as well as her husband, and they're both guilty as H-E double hockey sticks when it comes to the fact that they committed the act of treason against we the people. Again, that's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, yesterday, Billy Bob, he had three of his rape victims there in the same room with him. You should have seen the picture of them, friends, when that was brought up by Donald Trump, which he should have brought up a long time ago, because had he done it, she wouldn't be on that platform today, standing at the podium, shooting back, attempting to intimidate, along with, Clinton Network News, I guess it's called. It's pretty amazing the games that were being played yesterday, friends. It really was. But to sit there and know that you're dealing with the criminal, it's like the judge condemning the criminal, because that's all the law does is condemn the crime. But it's like asking the judge that's enforcing the law against the criminal to find something positive in that person that committed the act or the crime itself. 1 John 3:4. How does the judge say that he's got anything nice to say about the condemned? And when I'm talking about the condemned, you know as well Hillary Clinton is a criminal. You know it, and I know it. She knows it, and so does America, and so does the world for the most part. She's a criminal. But how is it that they would ask the question, by the way, those hand-picked questions, you know that they were all scripted as well. I hope you do understand this, friends. But is there anything positive you could say about your opponent? How could you possibly come together, shake hands with someone that's committing the act of treason against your country? Friends, the law condemns. Mercy is only shown to those that are repentant of their violation towards God's moral law. Read Isaiah 66:2. Read Psalm 51:17. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. When you're talking of the likes of Hillary Clinton, there's no humility there. She tries to justify her crimes. And even when her crimes are brought forth, she doesn't even address them. And folks, by the way, it goes a lot further and a lot deeper than Billy raping women. And none of these issues were brought up at any time during the Dog and Pony Show yesterday. I'm going to stay on this vein. We're going to come right back, folks. I do want you to understand, America, this is not Dems versus Republicans. This is America versing the establishment, those that mean to establish a global new order. Mark my words, that's what you're against. And by the way, they are warring against you.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E, and or if you'd like to go over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I do want to say with my whole heart, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really is. I don't know what their resource is, friends, outside of fallen man, but I can tell you who my resource is. I follow the living God, and he's right without fail, and I'm so thankful for it. We got David calling from San Francisco. You got Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, pretty good, Bradley. I hadn't called in a number of months.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, no trouble. Yeah, you know what I was interested in? I noticed, in listening to the discussion afterward, Trump is obviously begging to get the Christian right vote. And so I was intrigued by two different layers of how things have gone. The commentary people last night on almost all the networks were talking about how the tape that came out of him, you know, claiming that since he's a celebrity, he can go out and grab girls' crotches anytime he wants without any problem. That certainly has shocked a lot of people. But then Trump turns around, and by shocking, you know, he shocked the Christian moral majority, and so they're fleeing from him quickly. And so then he turns around and declares that Hillary is of the devil. And so it's kind of an amazing amount of brashness that this guy is showing. So I was just, when we opened the show discussing this, I thought I'd toss that in because it, I'm not sure if I believe in a devil. I've studied theology a number of different times, and I don't know if you're familiar with the scapegoat concept, but certainly a guy like Donald is, he's brash because he's basically a rich, he was born rich, he got away with everything at an early age, and now he thinks that he can just run the country because it's his to do, and that's, that takes a lot of, what do you call it, chutzpah or braggadocio. It's, either way, it's an ugly scene.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, David. What I'm going to do is I'm going to answer off air, if you don't mind, because I got a couple thoughts that I want to throw on this because I just got into the topic. I mean, there's no disagreement here whatsoever. I just think the problem is, David, is that the American people have over and over and over and over again caught up into the cycle that they're not learning from. So my objective here again is not to show you how bad Donald is or how bad Hillary is. Really, what I'm doing now is showing how bad the American people are for tolerating the likes of what they're accepting, because this is a reflection of what the American people have tolerated in their government. And as I said right during the last segment, right before the break here, friends, or last break, I'm sorry, David, is the fact that men in this country and women in this country have continuously played to the dupes of ill-designing men by the establishment that is on a full frontal attack concerning the American people. And as I said, friends and David, it's not the Dems versus the Republicans. This is America under siege and under attack by the globalists who mean to overthrow America. And by the way, David, just one thought before I let you go here. Isn't it interesting that the message that we're getting from the state-controlled media, once again, is there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's the message they want to leave for the people. They want you to throw your hands up in the air and say there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it, when in fact the opposite is true. Go ahead, David.
Well, I agree, and I think that what the trick is that they're trying to demean the idea that the little guy, that taxation with representation doesn't matter anymore. And what I was going to tag on to it, and I think you're dead on the money with the globalist thing, are you familiar with the Kelo decision? Famous
No.
Supreme Court ruling of about 10 years ago, the Kelo, it's called the K-E-L-O decision. From 1776 to 2005, eminent domain could never be used in America unless it was, eminent domain is when they can seize your land for some public purpose.
Yep.
So they had to be able to do something like build a school or build a road or build a bridge or something that was going to help everybody. But otherwise, your land was sacrosanct, so to speak. And, well, the Kelo decision was brought up in 2005, and it allows developers now to seize your land if they can generate more tax dollars than what you were doing before. So this horrible ruling, Democrats, Republicans, everybody hated this decision, and it still stands. And so when you start talking about maybe some Saudi prince decides to seize your land, or some, the king of or queen of England, or somebody decides to just buy into your land, bribe the local city council into taking your land, they can take the richest person's land, they can take the poorest person's land under this Kelo decision, and since Donald Trump is a developer, he knows Kelo backwards and forwards, he's got 10 years experience with it. So the globalists buying America, or basically stealing America with the Kelo decision is one of the ugliest ones that I see looming.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, David. You know, constitutionally, I'm already tracking with you, but I'm kind of curious, where is it that the state or the federal government is to own land in the United States?
Well, I think the principle is that we the people own the land, so to speak, and we own the parks, we own the air, we own the rivers, and that basically various permit processes go toward you know, the ability to pollute the river is some agency. The ability to poison the air with smokestacks is some agency that authorizes it. And when business supersedes health, you know, nowadays we've got crazy health care costs because cancer is looming, because the business community has demanded the right to poison us, and that government can't stop it. You know, it's more important for them to make money at our loss. So if I were to be a, you know, an honest president, so to speak, I would say that you don't get a business license if you're just going to poison the community. And that if you're going to poison the community, you've got to pay the medical bills. And so you start looking at things, whether it's health care, as awful as it was before or after Obamacare, it's still the same issue, that the business community is starting to poison us. We don't have politicians who are putting a stop to it. And then we get into this issue of whether or not it's God's will that we end up with cancer, or whether or not it's polluters and corrupt politicians.
It's a domino effect. David, going back to eminent domain, in what you were bringing, now, is there just compensation or is it without just compensation?
Well, it's supposed to be just, but that gets into a whole bunch of things like hyperinflation. You know, out here in San Francisco, they're running on $5,000 a month to rent a studio apartment. And, you know, you've got to be paying $60,000 a year in order to get a studio out here. When you start looking at just compensation, is it just compensation in the Ozarks of Missouri, or is it just compensation in San Francisco? So, you know, there are all sorts of different issues that come up. And in fact, I'm a real history nut, and I remember before 1776, there was a bribe. A guy gave a bribe to the governor of Massachusetts of a simple $500, and he ended up with basically half of Vermont. And it took until the 1850s to get the land back, but that family was able to basically use half of Vermont as their private empire for 75 years. So when you start looking at people in southern Missouri not knowing the value of the dollar versus, you know, San Francisco prices, hyperinflation, you know, a $500 bribe can go pretty far, you know, for getting tens of thousands of acres or something.
Right. I was just in San Diego last week. Actually, it was about a week and a half ago. And one of the things that I was blown away with, by the way, California is a beautiful state. I understand why people want to live there concerning the weather. But financially, you guys are three times more expensive to live there than in the state of Minnesota. Now, I'm saying that for the reason that it's interesting to me, the corruption that's going on in that state. In San Diego, no matter where we went, we had to pay, we had to continuously pay for parking no matter where we went. And my kids were saying, well, Dad, why is it that you have to pay for parking everywhere? I said, I guess in California, the politicians for some reason don't realize that it's our tax dollars that already paid for these roads. Now they come up with another reason to tax us without representation, or so it may seem to be, but we have to pay more tax on top of the tax. And then on top of that tax, we got to put another tax. America, where does it stop? David, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate it very much. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, folks. Talking about the dog and pony show that we witnessed yesterday, obviously it was a little biased, and I brought up the point right before our friend from San Francisco called in that, you know, it's called CNN is now Clinton News Networks. I've heard Communist News Network, and I guess now it's the Clinton News Network. There's no question about it. But I want to go to the other side of that, friends, that paradigm that you have allowed to take over in this country, as if to suggest that there's a left and a right in this country, which I've torn that down a million and a half times. It's interesting to note that Fox News, folks, you think CNN is handing it over to Hillary Clinton? You should listen to Fox News, friends. That will explain to you why you are in trouble. I mean, it was so over the top obvious as to what was going on. Again, none of the crimes were being called out concerning Hillary Clinton. None of the crimes. And they're out there for America to see concerning the likes of the Clintons. But for some reason or another, America, you're giving them a pass. You're giving the state-controlled narrative a pass every single time. You need to shut them down. And furthermore, let me go back to Hillary and Mr. Trump. Choose neither. And you're beginning to understand what I was saying. I just told you during the first segment, friends, the evangelicals are now withdrawing. Oh, and by the way, they're pro at that. I mean, folks, you want to know why, really, legitimately, friends, why America's in trouble? Look to the professed church in America. It's an absolute joke. I mean, as if to suggest that when they give or christen some candidate, as if to suggest that, well, you know, I gave them my approval, though they are immoral, I'll tell you what. Well, guess what? They're all eating crow now, and they're all backing up. But I told you that. And I said to you, I don't care if the whole Christendom in America, if you want to call that a lack thereof, mind you, I don't care if they all sign on for Donald Trump. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and now they're beginning to understand what I meant when I said it. Hey, folks, choose neither. You have a lot more candidates to pick from than the ones that you've been offered. And I told you during the first segment, what I can't stand is when they try to get a happy medium going. Oh, what positive thing would you have to say about Donald Trump, and what would you have positive to say about Hillary Clinton? Why would they do that, friends? Because they want a happy medium, friends. Well, they compromise, and keep in mind, the whole time, they're calling each other out for their known crimes. And yet, America, you're accepting both of these candidates. Why are you in trouble? What's wrong with this country? Furthermore, let's go over to the likes of criminal Hillary Clinton. Friends, there is no happy medium. The law condemns. You don't expect the judge, when he passes sentence, to say, hey, judge, what do you find positive into the person, in the person that committed the crime, and now you're sentencing them to jail for a long time? What do you expect the judge to say? See, that's what the law does. It comes in and condemns the crime. There is no, what do you see positive? But America, you eat the pill. For some reason, this puts a smile on people's faces saying, okay, see, we can come together on this. Isn't it interesting, Hillary Clinton showing you, friends, what I told you again earlier? Concerning how the establishment is raging war against you? They are. Did you not hear Hillary Clinton say that I can get along with both sides of the aisle? How is that? She's committing treason. Furthermore, her husband is in the same room that was the president of the United States who committed the act of treason. He had three of his rape victims in the very room. In America, you're legitimizing her candidacy as the president of the United States of America by acknowledging her. And so is the state-controlled narrative. And keep in mind, friends, going back to Fox News, they're not condemning Hillary. They're handing it over to Hillary, just like I told you that they would do. It's exactly what they're doing, all by design. Again, this is a sign of perfect judgment. Hey, there's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country. And there was undoubted proof that he was guilty, and by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. See, what he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, the Bush regime, and the Clinton regime. What he had done and what they had done was intended to the ruin of America and the American cause. And if such an act goes unpunished, America, it will expose the rest of us to surprise and to destruction. Going back to George Washington, concerning Major André. So therefore, George Washington said he should, in accordance with the laws of nation, Major André ought to be put to death. But on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections. You know, those things that we can look as a positive concerning the criminals themselves. See, he had his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that, well, he might be pardoned. After all, maybe he was just in the heat of the moment. Now, in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of God's moral law, the prompting of justice, Isaiah 51:4, and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. In his sense of justice, it was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant to no more, what, spies in this country. To those that would ruin the cause, the American cause, must be dealt with. They cannot go unpunished. But again, both could not be satisfied concerning justice and mercy. There was one course of pursuit. And his sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. See, justice had to be satisfied. And on the other hand, how every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. Folks, we're not talking about one act of treason. We're talking about multitudes and tens and hundreds of crimes committed against we the people that we know of that have come to the surface concerning their crimes against we the people. And if they go unpunished, friends, what you do is you add strength to tyranny. There is no getting around it. I wanted to say that before being elected president, and also while serving in Congress, James Garfield, who, by the way, was a preacher, stated at the 100th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1876, listen carefully to what he said, because he loved his country. Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, said President James Garfield, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of that nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. One of the things that I heard shot off from Fox News this morning, friends, it's the only XM radio that I can listen to, friends, and I'll tell you, I can stomach it for about 5 minutes and I got to shut it off. I just told the Lord today, it's like, I can't even listen to this anymore. There's no truth in these people whatsoever. But while I was listening to it, I just noticed over, folks, they were laughing it up. They were making jokes. They were doing nothing but attacking Donald Trump and handing it over to Hillary Clinton. They're not talking about her treason, friends. They're not talking about the 147 dead bodies around the Clinton administration. They're not talking about Bill Clinton's drug dealing in MENA. Folks, all these are out there for you to see. This isn't fabricated conspiracy theory. We've already been down that road, right? But again, as Marcus Cicero rightly said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason within. Folks, I want to tell you something. Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Folks, how many times did you hear the moderator make and show sympathy for the devil concerning illegals coming into this country? How many times did you hear the moderator show sympathy for the devil? Even the questions that were being asked, folks, were almost irrelevant. There was no substance to the questions. They were scripted, no doubt. And folks, this is the show. This is, again, WWF at its very worst. At its very worst. They probably had dinner after the debates yesterday. Oh, Paul Bradley, come on, dude. That just wasn't happening, man. I'm telling you. You're telling me what? You're telling me it hasn't been exposed to be the truth over and over and over again as to the things that I'm uncovering right now? How many times have politicians played enemies in the public that behind closed doors they have been the best of friends? Like the Clintons and the Bushes. Like the Obamas and the Clintons. I mean, friends, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. This is absolutely ridiculous. Let me go to the church. Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. Did you hear the things that these candidates were advocating? I mean, namely for the Supreme Court, injustice that they want to appoint, namely through criminal Clinton. She wants to make sure that diversity is a part of the plan, and she wants to make sure that she can bring in how many illegals into this country that will plunder, rape, and destroy this country. But again, friends, don't ever point your finger back at the Lord God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for not warning you as to the things that were to come. Also, when you get a moment, read Isaiah 3. That'll explain more as to what I'm saying here.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, here we go. John Calvin, many attribute him and accredit him as being the founder of the United States of America. He said, "And you, O peoples, to whom God gave the liberty to choose your own magistrates, see to it that you do not forfeit this favor by electing to the positions of highest honor rascals and enemies of God." Hey, Donald, you did this, and hey, Hillary, you did this, and hey, Donald, you did this, and hey, Hillary, you did this, but we're supposed to choose the lesser of two evils. And if we don't do this, then Bradley, you're giving a vote over to so-and-so, the candidate we don't like, and I've heard him on both sides. Bradley, if you don't vote for Hillary, then you're giving it over to Donald, and if you don't vote for Donald, you're... These are grown-ups! America! Did you see the dog and pony show? These are grown-ups, folks. They take the lowest form, and then they put them as if they're at the top. That's how far you have fallen. How many times have I heard just today, we've never seen this before. We've never seen this before. We've never seen this before in a presidential debate. We've never seen this before during a debate. No, of course not. Jeremiah 6:16 comes to mind. Hey, seek out the old past, but the people said we would not. We want to check out the new way. We want to go along with what Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent in the People's White House, has to say when he brings about change. The guy that wants to fundamentally transform America, and Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, wants to go ahead and finish the job. And 318.9 million people want to just go ahead and let him do it. I mean, as a matter of fact, just yesterday, I took my family out to eat at a restaurant. And we watch these grown-ups shouting and routing on the football game because the Minnesota Vikings, they scored. All right. Good for America. Hey, to blank with our kids, good for us, man. Hey, can I have another drink, ma'am? Hey, God, give me and my buddies a couple beers over here. We're trying to win those chicks across the bar there, man. Oh, hey, did you see my Vikings? Did you see my Vikings, my jersey here? Did you see the back? Yeah, it's my favorite player. Do you like that, babe? Huh? Come on over here. Why don't you get over here? Come over here and get drunk with me. I bet you want a guy just like me. What a joke. What an absolute joke. And my kids are asking me questions. Look at they care about Dad. Look at they care about Dad. Oh, I know. I know. They're all up in arms about the games, but when it comes to the government, they're okay with it. They're totally okay with it. Although they grumble a little bit about it, that's as far as it goes. You know, it reminds me of Samuel Adams, the governor of Massachusetts, he was a son of liberty. He's the one that said, the truth is, all might be free if they valued freedom and defend it as they ought. And to defend it as they ought. Oh, here. Hey, America. Remember back in the 90s? Do you remember this? Go ahead and play that. Hey, folks, tell me who this is. Go ahead, check this out.
If Monica Lewinsky says that while you were in the Oval Office area you touched her breast, would she be lying?
Let me say something about all this.
All I really need for you, Mr. President,
I won't
answer under the previous grounds or to answer the question. You see, because we only have 4 hours and your answers are extremely lengthy.
But go ahead and ask your question.
Question is, if Monica Lewinsky says that while you were in the Oval Office area, you touched her breast, would she be lying?
That is not my recollection. My recollection is that I did not have sexual relations with Ms. Lewinsky, and I'm staying on my former statement about that.
If she
my statement is that I did not have sexual relations as defined by that.
If she says that you kissed her breast, would she be lying?
I'm going to revert to my former statement.
Okay. If Monica Lewinsky says that while you were in the Oval Office area, you touched her genitalia, would she be lying?
Folks, this was national television.
That calls for a yes, no, or reverting to your former statement.
Back in the 90s.
If Monica Lewinsky says that you used a cigar as a sexual aid with her in the Oval Office area, would she be lying?
Wow.
Yes, no, or won't answer.
I will revert to my former statement.
If Monica Lewinsky says that you had phone sex with her, would she be lying?
Well, that is, at least in general terms, I think is covered by my statement. I addressed that in my statement, and that I don't believe is...
Let me define phone sex for purposes of my question.
Okay. We don't need to hear the specifics. We know what that's all about. Folks, we're talking about the Inquisition of the President of the United States of America back in the 90s. This was the impeachment process beginning to take ground. This was the smoke screen that he was cheating with other women. Not just raping them, but also cheating and having phone sex with other women. And he called himself a Christian, and America went to sleep and said, there's nothing wrong with it. It's okay. We all make mistakes. This is the President of the United States of America, friends. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Do you understand that? If this doesn't shake you to the very core, what is going to wake you up, America? I want to tell you what's going to wake you up. When the foot falls, it's going to wake you up, and then it's going to be too late. I didn't say that. The KGB agent said that in the process of destroying this country, America. first demoralize them, he said. Well, just go ahead and accept it, America. Of going back to the point, as I've shared with you so many times in the past, see, what this impeachment process was really about was him selling secrets, a military secrets, the United States military secrets, to the Chinese. This was the smokescreen. If he's not faithful to God, he's not going to be faithful to his wife. And if he's not faithful to his wife, you can rest assured he's going to commit the act of treason and infidelity towards his country. And guess what, friends? That's exactly what he did. Now his wife is running for the presidency of the United States of America. And you've let her take to the platform. You've let her take to the podium as if she's legitimate. And you've stood back and you've thrown your hands up in the air and you have said, there's nothing that we can do about it. We're doomed. There's no sense. There's no hope, Scripture tells us. And they go back and they live in their own sinful lifestyles until they meet the judge of all the earth. Only to learn that they should have responded when they had time to respond. Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. Forgive me. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. How many preachers today are preaching against the sins of our land and pointing the finger at those that are responsible for violating God's moral law? How deprived is the understanding of the modern church in America when it comes to its own history? Again, by the looks of them, I can see why the enemies of God are so encouraged. Instead of preaching out against their sin, they just accept it and they go along with it. And then the conservatives do the same thing, and then corruption in government, not in that order. What a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during and after the Revolutionary War. Hey, folks, yesterday when we were at the restaurant, it was interesting that there was a guy that had his whole face completely purple, and he had the horns outside of his head, you know, like a Viking, and his mustache was yellow. It was really cute. It was really cute. He was, with a beer in his hand, yelling, screaming his lungs out, literally. And that was cool, and the camera was right on him. It reminds me of what George Orwell rightly said. He said, give them football and beer, they're easily controlled. Yep. Now, I was making a point that they can go ahead and do that and act that way, but when the preachers thunder from the pulpits, for some reason, that's weird. That's an extremist. Yep, you let it be noted that it is an extremist for righteousness, not unrighteousness. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and a heart of flame. God needed not reed shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. Such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. That was the earmarks of the preachers during the Revolution. Bishop Charles Galloway said that in 1898. The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the Christian pulpit. Historian Alice Baldwin, 1918. The ministers of the Revolution were like the Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. Hey, folks, we need to get this right. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513.